From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Rebel forces cheering as they continue their assault on oil-rich eastern Libya. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports they've captured the key oil port, Ras Lanuf.
Certainly, I've spoken to several members of the rebel army who say that Ras Lanuf fell pretty quickly. They made a counteroffensive here yesterday, and within a few hours, they had battled their way past the airport, past the refinery, and into the heart of the town and driven back pro-Qaddafi forces. It's a serious victory for them. In the space of a few days, they've managed to take two oil refining towns that have been taken over by Qaddafi forces. And we are seeing that Qaddafi forces have sort of fled into the desert and back to their home base of Sirte, we believe. It remains to be seen if they will regroup and launch a counteroffensive. We have seen airplanes circling overhead, and there was a bombing run against Ras Lanuf this morning.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Ras Lanuf. Witnesses in the western Libyan city of Zawiya are reporting pro-government forces have launched another attack there on the rebel-held city center. The Washington Post is quoting witnesses who say it is a massacre. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Benghazi, many details remain sketchy.
Witnesses in the strategic city, only 30 miles from the capital, Tripoli, say artillery and other weapons are being launched into central Zawiya. The center of the city remained in rebel hands after a pro-government attack this morning was beaten back. Forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi remain on the outskirts of the city, however, and there are reports that the rebel forces may begin to run low on ammunition soon. To the east, rebel forces took the oil port of Ras Lanuf and pushed on towards Sirte, the pro-government stronghold. Sirte is believed to be well fortified and may be difficult for rebel forces to take. The rebel council held its first meeting in the eastern city of Benghazi. The rebels have been calling for international assistance to help them topple Gaddafi. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
President Obama and the Republicans are using their weekly media addresses to discuss differing views on the budget and how much needs to be cut. The two sides are about $50 billion apart. The president is calling for compromise to avert a government shutdown.
We need to come together, Democrats and Republicans, around a long-term budget that sacrifices wasteful spending without sacrificing the job-creating investments in our future.
Mr. Obama gave no specifics, though, and Republicans say their proposed reductions are essential to tackle out-of-control spending. 39-year-old Aaron Thomas is being held in Connecticut on a $1 million bond. Authorities say DNA testing has confirmed that he is the East Coast rapist, suspected in at least 17 rapes and other attacks in four states, Connecticut, Maryland, Rhode Island, and Virginia. This is NPR News from Washington. The astronauts aboard the International Space Station are having a busy day of maintenance chores. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the Space Shuttle Discovery is nearly finished with its last mission.
The six Discovery astronauts got a rousing wake-up song chosen by their families before starting a day including everything from fixing the space station's air systems to taking out the trash. They, along with the six other astronauts at the station, are loading a supply ship with packing foam from all of the equipment brought up by Discovery. That will eventually include the materials used to pack the first humanoid robot in space, known as R2. It tweeted that it would have a good view of all the work going on if it wasn't still packed in a windowless box. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The price of oil continues an upward climb, with a barrel of crude closing yesterday above $104. That's the highest level in 29 months. Gas prices are reacting predictably. AAA's Troy Green says the price at the pump has made its biggest weekly jump since Hurricane Katrina.
You're talking about an increase of nearly 20 cents compared to a week ago. For the national average price of gasoline right now, it's about $3.49 a gallon.
Green says predictions the price may hit $5 or more are irresponsible. The serious racing begins tomorrow, but today the streets of Anchorage, Alaska were filled with barking dogs and screaming fans for the ceremonial start of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. 62 teams are expected at the starting line, with some mushers coming from as far away as New Zealand. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.